Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank you all for dialing in, for going online and tuning in to the show. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist May. She might not be on, but let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for this day. Oh, God, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you, oh, God, for your goodness toward us, and we bless your holy name. Lord, we call upon you right now, and we ask that you will stop by, Lord, and that you will make your holy visitation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we call on you for help tonight. We ask, Lord, that you will please touch our minds and touch our hearts. Lord, we need you right now to be with us and to stand by our side in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we're calling on you right now, God. We ask you, Lord, to please incline your ear to our cry. Stop by, Lord, and see about us tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless this broadcast. We ask you, Lord, to please remember us in a special way and that you will bless those who have dialed in, oh, God, those who have tuned in tonight. We are praying, God, for a special blessing to go out to each and every one. In the name of Jesus, oh, Heavenly Father, please look down on us right now, God. We're waiting on you. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need you to move in a mighty way, oh, God. We need your help, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're depending on you. And we're looking unto you. And we ask, Lord, that you will minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. Oh, God, remember those who are on the prayer list. Look upon them right now, Lord, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord, bless them right now with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we can't do anything without you. We need your help, Lord. We need you to go with us and to stand by our side. Oh, Lord, we need you to strengthen us and encourage us, oh, God. Take us through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God once again for each and every one of you who have tuned in on this evening. And we were planning to have a rebroadcast. So at this time, I would like to put on a broadcast that was previously broadcast on last Friday. So I will now go ahead and play that broadcast so that we can have that on tonight. It's one that you have heard, those who tuned in last Friday. You heard it before, and the Lord took over. So I invite you to listen once again. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you're going to hear the starting of the broadcast. So I ask that you will listen in. Amen, and until we get to the end of the broadcast, and I will come back on at that time. And if there's anyone who desire to have remarks or anything or would like to give a testimony, you may certainly use our guest call-in line to call in and be on the broadcast. And I want to give you that information so that you will have it and you can dial in to the broadcast. So the guest call-in line is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946-408. Once again, the call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. And that is our guest call-in line. So this time, if you bear with me, I'm going to turn on the broadcast from last Friday. God bless.
Coming to you, we humble ourselves under the nothing without you. We need you to go with us every step of the way. To lead and guide us, to direct our path, mm-hmm. and show us the way that you would have us to go. We acknowledge you, O Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That your will be done.
Your will.
Let your spirit be there, Lord. Let our
Jesus.
We're looking to you, Lord. The author and the finisher of our faith. We need you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help, Lord. Send more help today, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Send more strength, Jesus. Send your anointing, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Have your way in this prayer, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We need you to take control, Lord.
Take control.
Speak to us tonight, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Help us,
Lord. Give our voice and to be obedient to thy heavenly voice.
Yes, Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
Our mind stay on you. Help us to watch and to prayer. Help us to look to you, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us to take you at your word. We need you, Lord.
We need you, Lord.
We need mercy.
We need your mercy.
Come in the room, Lord.
Jesus.
Tonight, oh Lord. Pour out thy spirit, Lord.
Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way.
We will be done. You know what we have need of.
You
know our prayer before we call. Have thine own way.
Have your way,
Jesus. While we are waiting. Abide here, oh Lord.
Abide, Lord Jesus.
Abide here. Touch our minds.
Touch us,
Lord. Closer to you, Lord. We're supposed to walk with you.
We're supposed to walk with you.
Consecrate ourselves unto thee, O Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
name
we pray that you look on every listener tonight. Touch and bless.
Touch
and bless.
Have your way.
Heal and deliver from his sins and blot out of transgressions.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, grant the tenses of those that are requesting a special prayer.
Yes, Jesus.
So you are a deliverer.
You're a deliverer.
And on you tonight, Jesus, we're looking to you, Lord. You are our very present help in
yes,
trouble. Oh, my God. Look on the speaker of the hour tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Have your way.
Have your way.
So we'll be done. In your word.
Your word.
You're anointed, oh Lord. Take control tonight. Lead, guide, and direct our path, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're waiting, Jesus.
We're waiting.
Come up to our rescue. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Hear us,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, hear our cry tonight, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
You know what we have need of. Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus.
Get you an answer. Before we call,
yes,
you know the intents and thoughts of our hearts.
Yes, Jesus.
So our
yes,
prayer,
Lord, right now,
Jesus, take full control, Lord.
Control.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we pray that you will look upon those souls of men, those that are desiring prayer, those that want to be saved. Pray that you're going to call for West Senior. Touch him right now. Have mercy, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Lord. Heal and deliver. We know you're able.
Yes,
for every soul. Samuel Anderson. Touch him right now.
Yes,
touch his body. We know you're able to save.
You're able, Lord.
You're able to deliver. You're able to forgive.
Yes, Lord.
Giving of the sins. Self-pity, self-pity, Lord, to cry out unto you. Thank you. Yes, I name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Anointed prayer coming
Amen.
In this May. Thank you. Thank God for all of you who are on
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
knows.
God knows everything about us.
Yes.
He knows. He knows. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He knows the burden.
Yes.
Oh, God. There is a burden there. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. He knows. He knows tonight. God knows. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
He knows all about it.
He knows.
He knows the good. He knows the bad.
He knows.
Went to that house. Hallelujah. So but by him being disobedient, he lost that with God. He lost his soul. He lost his life. He died. Hallelujah. He never made it back to where he was supposed to be going. He got to be obedient to the will of God and not our will. I don't care what it is. It might be the right thing to do, but it might be the wrong time to do that thing. So we have to be careful. We have to acknowledge God in all our ways and let him direct our path.
Jesus,
I stated before that God knows everything before it happens. He knows what's around that corner. He knows what's down the street. Hallelujah. He knows what is going on. And he might tell you, go that way, go the other way. Oh, headlong, I'm supposed to be at such and so. God is telling you to go another way. I tell you, when we disobey God, we get ourselves in trouble.
Amen.
Tell us to go that way. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It might be, like I said, it might be the right thing to do. But sometimes, you got to obey God. If you don't, mess up every time.
Amen.
I'm reminded of the time that the Lord my God, he was having his way. I believe that the church was in a revival in our class. And as I left that class, I went straight to Bible. Glory to God. But when I got there, for some reason, the Lord let me go in. Right there, right in front of the church. And then finally, I did go in. And when I did go in, the service did. And someone met me. So I finished blasting you. I didn't know it. I wasn't there. But the Lord knew. Because some things we cannot handle of ourselves.
Amen.
It takes God. Amen. Because sometimes we're weaker than what we know. And I wouldn't have been able to take that saying something. I might have gotten out of character. And the Lord knows he did not let me go in. And I'm glad he did. Now, somebody said, well, that was the right thing to do. It was right for you to be in the revival. But see, God knew what was going on, and he didn't let me go in. Well, I know it might sound a little harsh, but it's the truth. It's the truth anyway.
Tell the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The Lord knows all this. He knows how. He knows how to deliver the body out of the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
If the devil could have tempted me something or do something that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So God just let me sit right there. Glory to God. And he helped to save my soul. And helped to keep me from doing something or saying something that was out of the word.
Thank you.
God kept me. Glory to God. He says, we have to go by the leading of the Lord. And all the time, it don't seem right to us, but if this is God that's leading you, it is right.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just thank God tonight. I didn't have no intention of going this way, but God knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does.
Somebody out there, you know, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And so somebody is out there trying to encourage you to say something or do something that is not of God. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God. Don't go that way. The Bible said evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
They might have good manners, but they might have evil manners. And if you follow them, hallelujah, it will corrupt you too. They come out from among them.
Yes.
And be ye separate. Serve the Lord. Contact the unclean thing. And I will receive you unto myself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us to step alone to forsake, in other words, avoid things that are not right. Glory to God. If you see the devil raging, you're not supposed to be swift to mischief. Go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Go the opposite way. Because if you don't, you can run right into trouble.
Thank you,
Jesus. The Bible tells us in the fifth chapter, in other words, for boys, those things that are not of the Lord.
Yes.
A boy, the very appearance, if it appears
mm-hmm.
to be wrong, avoid it the other way. If you don't, you'll run right into trouble. And that's what the devil wants.
That's what he wants.
And that's what he comes for, to cause trouble. Trouble in your life, in your home, on your job, everywhere. He don't care where the trouble is, as long as he can cause it. God is a very present help in trouble. He will come to the rescue of his people. He will come to your rescue. They want to do what's right. Hallelujah. When Satan wants you to go in a contrary way, if you continue to try to please God, God will work it out and make the way of escape.
Yes, he is.
May be able to bear it. Yes. To go through it in Jesus. Amen. God is real. He's a real God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If we would just fear and obey, God, the Bible says, hear, O Israel, and your soul, live and hear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But I thank God. Thank God. Because he's a way maker. He knows how to make the way for his people that we can be able to stand our test, whatever it is, whatever we are going through. God can help us to get through it.
Yes,
he may not be able to get through it on our own, but with the help of the Lord, he will help us because he is our help. He'll
mm-hmm.
come to our aid. Hallelujah. He'll make that way, whatever it is. God, look it out for you. Don't take matters in your own hands.
Amen.
Don't let Satan trouble your mind. Don't let him control your mind. Don't let him have his way. Hallelujah. We have to continue to fight the devil back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared. I have fought a good fight. I have kept faith. And henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of glory. And not only for me, but for everyone. And does his appeal. Glory, glory. If we just keep God's word, remember the word of God, and go the way God is leading, he will work everything out all right. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity tonight. And as I stated, I didn't intend to go this way. This was not on my mind. But God knows what he's talking about. And he knows what the situation is. Whatever it is, wherever it is, and whoever it is dealing with that knows all about it. Thank you, Jesus. But don't go the way that devil wants you to go. He likes to grasp you in on his own wicked conversation. But
yes,
don't go that way. Go the way of the word. If it's not according to the word, don't go that way.
Amen.
The devil loves that. He loves stuff like that. But I'm trusting in the Lord tonight, knowing that he is able, willing to take me through whatever it is that I must go through. Thank God for his word on the night. We didn't seem to go this way, but at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over to the host. We want this to be.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to the hands of the evangelist Sheila. I mean, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. They have a powerful message that came through that way.
Thank you for the prayer.
Yes,
Lord.
You know, she was trying to end the prayer, but the Spirit of God began to take over.
Yes.
And that prayer.
Well, hallelujah.
It's a
praise
to God. God wanted to speak tonight.
Amen.
He knows that there's someone listening who needed to hear these words tonight.
Yes, yes.
To know of a truth that is so important to go the way God leads. Whichever way God is leading you,
what?
Go that way. Hallelujah. Because God, he wants to reach souls in a way that we don't particularly understand, but I thank God for sending this message tonight.
Amen.
And I pray that you have listened very carefully and that you've been blessed by hearing this word tonight.
Amen.
He brought out so many beautiful points in how he gave examples of what it means go the way God leads. Temptation is all of that. The enemy is looking to trip us up. He's looking to destroy us.
Amen.
Yes, he is. He wants to stop us. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But God, he will lead us around the trap. He will lead us,
yes,
into all righteousness. He won't allow the enemy to trip us in the way we could get there. Because he will.
Yes.
He will provide a way of escape.
Yes, he
in the hour of,
yes,
temptation. He'll be right there. He'll provide that way.
He'll
make the way, and he'll let you see your way out of that temptation.
Yes.
Praise be to my God. So just continue to go by the leading of the Lord. And this happens to people a lot of times when they know God is calling them. God is tugging them on their heart. He's calling them to do something for him or to come out of sin or to stop doing what they're doing. They know God is dealing with them. But yet, they are not willing to just go with the way God leads. It may seem strange or it may seem out of character, but if that's the way God is leading, let God have his way.
Amen.
If you desire to be saved, the enemy is going to come and tempt you even harder. He wants to stop you from even thinking about giving your life to Jesus.
That's right.
He wants to stop you from doing anything for the Lord.
Yes.
And a lot of you know that God has been calling you. He has been calling you and dealing with you. And you need to just obey and just go the way God did.
Amen.
This time right now, and this time don't allow your opportunity to pass you by, an opportunity to surrender your life, to give your life to Jesus, the opportunity to say yes to the Lord.
Yes,
yes. I'll do your will. Yes, Lord, I'll live for you. I'll obey you. I'll keep your commandments.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the opportunity to go where God sends you. If you've been called by God and he's sending you out, just surrender and say, yes, Lord, I'll go where you send me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we like that prophet. He obeyed God.
Yes.
And he lost.
Amen.
He listened to another prophet and went that way.
Instead
of obeying what God told him, somebody else leads him to destruction.
Amen.
Don't let that happen to you. Don't let it happen to you.
Amen.
But the enemy wants you destroyed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But we come against the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every evil in the name of Jesus. He doesn't have any power. He has no rule over you.
No power.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
God. He is the God of every soul.
Hallelujah.
Every soul belongs to God.
Amen.
Does not belong to the devil. And we're going to go to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray to God.
Yes.
Ask the Lord
yes.
to intervene right now. Just put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, God, and we humble ourselves. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. Lord, we come right now, Lord, bowing our heart, Lord Jesus, asking you to please bless our hearts. Whatever is not righteous, Lord God, forgive us and take it away. Take it out, praise God. In the name of Jesus, we're looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you, God. We are asking you to look on those who are listening on this morning. Lord Jesus, let your mighty hand, Lord, lay your hand upon us, one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, bless you. Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we know that only you have the power to deliver, O God.
Yes,
you have the power to loose every shackle. Lord God, destroy the yoke of bondage. Let the power of God be revealed in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, O God, and take control right now while we're praying as well. Oh, God, work miracles and move through signs and wonders. Open doors and make ways where there are no ways. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, we know that you are a God of promise.
Yes.
And you said in your word that if we ask anything in
yes.
your name, you will do it. We believe you right now, God. We're asking you things. For the saving of souls. Oh, my God, we are asking in faith for the healing of the sick tonight. Cut their bodies and make them whole, my God.
Lady
of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's raise them up off the sick.
Jesus,
we have the power. Lord Jesus, you've been working many miracles. Oh, we are asking, Lord, for this favor tonight. It works more miracles, oh God, in the lives of those who are on the prayer list, one by one,
yes.
and name by name. Move, Lord Jesus, in the right way. Do wonders, oh God, in their lives. Those who don't know you, Lord, for the parting of their sins. Have mercy upon their souls. Oh, my God, and forgive their sins. Blot out their mind and their heart. Work on them, Lord. Fix them and make them all over, my God. Make them the vessels that you want them to be. And Lord, you and for your servants. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, over under your blood. Keep them in your protection. In the name of Jesus. Lord, please remember. Remember right now, oh God, those names that are on the prayer list that have been called out before you, Lord. Oh God, their petitions and their heart's desire, their requests. Lord, you know all about it. Oh, Lord, you know everything. Even before we come to you and ask in prayer, you know, Lord, what I need. You
know,
you know what's going on in our lives. You know the depths and trials that we have before us. You know all things, Lord. And we're depending on you right now. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. God bless while we're waiting. Lord, what while we're waiting? Oh, God, move while we're waiting. Move miracles while we're waiting. Heal and deliver while we're waiting on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Help us to follow your example. Wherever you lead us, whatever you instruct us to do, help us, oh God, to humble ourselves and to obey you and to follow your lead. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you'll remember us. Oh God, as we minister, we ask for strength. We ask for guidance and direction. We don't know what to do, Lord, but we need you to show us the way. Oh, my God, by the hand, walk by our side. Lord, be there for us and show us what to do. With the words in our mouth and in our heart, that when we open our mouth, that we speak the oracles of God.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, the words we speak that you're pleasing with them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to ever strengthen and bless. And then this may God touch her. Touch her with God. Help her to do your will even the more, Lord. Anoint her the more.
If I know you more.
For your spirit. Have your way in her life, O God.
In her
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are asking you to remember our leaders, oh God, that you would touch them, that you would lead them, to show them the way, how to lead the people, oh God. Bless the congregation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us also pray for the revival of the man of the Jones, oh God. Praying that you will cook, Lord, that you will strengthen us and carry her through. Let's continually in the revival. In the name of Jesus, let souls
in the name of
Spirit. Oh, Lord God, let your words go freely in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we
praise you, oh God, that we are coming together, touching in the truth, believing in the faith. That we have these attentions that we've asked in this prayer. And we want to give you thanks right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. God. She wants to add to that powerful message that came through on tonight. Amen. Praise be to God. Just go the way God needs. Yes. You preach under the anointing. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That you would stand. Sometimes things may be the right thing to do.
Yes.
You gotta wait on God. Amen. Amen. You brought out that scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, to abstain from all appearance of evil.
Yes.
Anything that looks wrong, or just stay away from it.
It was
from might not even happen. But if it looks weird, if it appears wrong, yes, stay away from it. Avoid and stay from it.
Glory be to God.
You don't have any association with it.
Amen.
Somebody has evil communication, that's going to corrupt you.
Yes.
Don't deal with it.
Amen.
Separate yourself from it.
Yes.
Come out from among it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Let
go the way God is leading you to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You will not regret it, but you'll be glad you did.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I truly enjoyed the word of God, and I'm thankful that the Lord just took over the way he did. God knows all things. And I just want to praise him because he does what he wants to do,
yes.
How he wants to do it, when he wants to, because he's sovereign.
Amen.
He's glad about it. I just thank God. I want to encourage that you may continue to let God use you. Continue to let God have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord has blessed us through ministering on this broadcast. And we, this is, somebody said, no more broadcast is needed. Praise be to God. Like there was this saying at True Holiness Church. Down there in Athens, Georgia, praise the Lord, the late Pastor Daniel Holt, he said, no more church as usual.
Yes.
And that was their slogan, and that's the truth. When you go in there, you don't know which way the Lord's going to be.
Very true.
God would take over, and service would go how God wanted it to go. Praise God. And so when we are doing something for the Lord, we have to remember it's not about us. It's all about the Lord.
That's right.
And whatever God wants to do, however he leads, that's the way it should be.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to get caught up in the, well, but we got to do it a certain way. We have a format. We forget about the format. Right? But go the way God is leading.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And when God takes over and he has his way, then you know that everything will be all right.
Right.
Glory to God. And I'm thankful. I just thank the Lord. I feel good down in my soul. And I thank God for just moving in this broadcast.
Amen.
So I pray that you have gotten a blessing from tuning in here tonight. I pray that if you had any burdens, that your burdens have been lifted. If you were discouraged, that you are encouraged. Praise the Lord. If you were trying to make up your mind whether to go the way God leads you to go, I pray that now you're able to make up your mind and follow God's lead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all things said and done. Praise the Lord. And I really can't add anything more. God has already spoken, and he has had his way.
Amen.
So this time, we're just going to ask Evangelist Khadija if she would come forward and give us some announcements, and you know, she can also have remarks. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Coming to Evangelist Maydell, and she was encouraging us to go to where the Lord leads us. Now, so you don't be like that prophet. And like she said, you know, something can seem so right. The other prophet, I believe, he said that God told him that he ought to come back to his house. And so the prophet obeyed, but he disobeyed God. And a lion met him, by the way. He died, lost his soul, lost out with God. I tell you, I don't want to be like that. If God told you to do something, especially if he spoke directly to you, don't disobey. Don't disobey. I thank God for the word. And for announcements, if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any message that's been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763 or tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And added, we have on our prayer list, we can see the place for the things on our prayer list. Romanita Cruz, Logan, Titus Edmund Sr., Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Bradley and family, Lazara Juma, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Angela Study Jr., Curtis Berry, Darnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Paul, Andrew Marshall, Jeremy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Brother Otis Smith, and Gregory Smith, Miss China, all of the bereaved family, and just to remember all the other ministries that are going forth. If you would like me to list any new ministries, you feel free to go on our website, either in the comment section of today's broadcast, or you can call our guest line. So if you would like your name added to the prayer list, or if you add someone else's name, or you have a petition, you want to give a testimony yourself, or remarks, you can call 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. Again, that phone number to call our guest line, if you'd like to have a mark, first in the phone, we'll give a testimony, 978-990-5270, access code 794-4-08. Our address is 2-271-48, Baltimore, Maryland, 212-30. You know that all the announcements that I have for you, just encouraging you again, go the way that the Lord is leading. If he's not leading you to go a certain way, don't go. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of all the angels. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija, and also we thank God for the announcement. We ask that you will bear them in mind and govern yourselves accordingly. And we do thank God for the broadcast thus far. And before we conclude or end the broadcast, I'm going to ask Ben Smith if he has any final words. Amen. She might not be on, but we do thank God for her, her help and how she has been a great blessing to this ministry.
Yes, she has.
Praise the Lord. This is just a great blessing. I can thank God. I really can't thank God enough for what he's done. And it has been the timing and everything, like at first, but I didn't really move right away. But the time, the mood, God set everything in place. He set everything in order, and I thank him for doing that, and I'm so grateful. And I thank God for you and for your support, and I thank the Lord because God, he's doing great and mighty things, and the enemy is mad about what God is doing. Yes, he is.
But I want to encourage you to continue to trust the Lord, keep looking for him, and just go the way God leads. You there, Van?
Yes. I forgot I had the phone on music. But I thank the Lord for his anointing, Father, Lord, for going with
him.
But I thank the Lord because, yes, we do have those days, the leading of the Lord. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, you'll find this in Romans 8 chapter and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. So I thank the Lord for his word on the night. If we just follow through with the word, God will bring everything out all right. So be encouraged and keep looking to the Lord and try to do as the Lord leads you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those encouraging words. And once again, for the word of God, thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight. And yes, again, this was a rebroadcast from last Friday. And the Lord really blessed us in a great and a mighty way. And I don't know if anyone is on the guest line who would like to have any remarks. You are certainly welcome to give your remarks at this time. And we once again want to say thank you for your support. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers. And we thank you for your love. May the Lord continue to bless you in a great way. Is there anyone on the guest line who would like to have remarks or who want to sing a song or want to give a testimony? And you have this opportunity at this time. But if not, maybe on our next broadcast, which will be on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, we invite you to tune in and be blessed. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.